ChristmasRailPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike. How are you doing this week?
I am doing watermelon. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, that was rubbish. I'm hanging in there. What do you think of Couch Potato?
I think it's gaw.
Gaw?
That's gay with a soft Y. Gaw.
I think you're gaw.
Ah. So how are you doing this week?
I am wearing a new hat.
Yeah?
I like my new hat.
It's a Captain America hat.
Yes, it is. I haven't had a new hat in quite some time. The last new hat I had, I washed and ruined it.
You're a very hat person.
I like hats.
You know what? I was in a fine clothing suit store one time. They happened to have an actual Indiana Jones hat. And I tried it on, looked in the mirror, and it looked like an Asian peasant worker in the field. And I was like, ah, crap. Life dreams ruined.
Mm.
I just put it back up and walked out.
I've got a mission for our listeners.
Yeah?
I've got a mission for our listeners. I just came up with this.
Okay.
I want a real bow tie.
Okay.
I want actually a bunch of real bow ties. Not the kind of that are pre-tied and clip-ons and shit. I want a bow tie that you can actually tie yourself. And if any of our listeners would be willing to send me a bow tie, I'll send you a free autographed picture of my butt.
There you go. Speak
or
actually,
my face. Preferably my face. My butt doesn't photograph well.
All right, Gilderoy Lockhart. I had a suggestion from a listener earlier, and it's funny enough that I decided to go with it on the show. Why not?
Okay.
So we're going to have a contest. Contest is only open to our listeners within the Tennessee state, unless you just really want to drive like states over. And the winner of the contest gets a date with the Survival Punk. Because that is funny.
You hear that, Jeff? You should win a date with the Survival Punk.
Jeff Radke, get on a road trip. Yes. It'll be a fine dinner experience.
What is it, the first person to find your tiny house gets a date with you?
No, how we want to do roll contest. First person to email me with a date in the subject line, you win a date.
Boy, that's easy.
Yeah, I've ran contests elaborate and stuff before, and it gets to be a hassle. Like, you'll be like, you're the winner, and then you email them and like, hey, I need your shipping address to send you out this awesome, super great prize. And then like a week later, they're like, oh, hey, I just got your email, bro. Here's my address. Sorry, I get tired of waiting for you. My rule said you must reply within 24 hours. Well, I was at a funeral out of town, didn't have the internet. Come on, don't penalize me, buddy. I can't, like, I hate that. So now my rules are always, you must send me your shipping address in the email to win. That way I have it and I don't have to, like, contact you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Yeah. So, first person email me, date in the subject line, you win a date, we'll play putt-putt golf, I don't care. Or just a hangout with a Survival Punk. If it's just a hangout, then maybe we can work it so that Mike can come and we'll regale you with stories of fighting the Spanish Inquisition and stuff.
You're just going to bring some random woman that wins this date with you over to my house to play board games, aren't you?
I got an idea. What if by being on the date, I will take you to dinner and then you'll come be on the podcast? You'll be special guest star on the podcast. We'll talk about that. That's the possibility. If you'd like to be on the podcast and you are within Tennessee or feel like driving, then you could have dinner and be a celebrity.
You could be our first ever live in studio special guest.
Special guest, yes. So moving on, what do we got coming up for today?
Well, coming up today, we are going to be talking about how the Montana GOP legislature is trying to ban yoga pants.
Michelle, good one, Todd. Good one.
Michelle Obama, eating healthy will keep the government out of your life. Our main topic is going to be all about podcasts and audiobooks. And we're going to be talking about how Starbucks now has a new menu item.
Exactly.
But before we get on...
You tried a new item on Starbucks, didn't you?
Yeah, I had the Butterbeer Frappuccino.
Yes.
And we were actually impressed that the barista pretty much already knew it.
Yes, she was awesome.
I had to give her the fine tunes on it, but still.
Yeah.
You tried to tip her, and she wouldn't allow a tip jar because it was in a Target.
Oh, I tried to give her the tip. Anyway.
Before we get into all that, let's talk about the things that are on that banner on the right-hand side of survivalpunk.com.
Yes.
Those lovely people that find it within their hearts and wallets to sponsor this little show of ours, with all 17 of our listeners.
Yes. First up is our good friends JM Bullion, the best place online to get your gold and silver needs. Free shipping after you make that minimum $100 order, but if you are buying gold and silver on the interwebs...
$100 is easy to spend.
Yes. I mean, really, if you just want to spend like $20 on gold and silver, you know, spend that in your local economy. Go down, you know, find a local coin shop. That's what I do when I'm spending, you know, small amounts.
Mm-hmm.
And buy a coin or two. But really, for investing for your future, mm-hmm. you should be making $100 purchases, even if it's like once a month or once a quarter.
And you should really just scan through what they've got in their inventory. They actually have some very beautiful pieces.
Yeah, interesting.
Very nice collector pieces.
You know, I tell people to get into gold and silver for, you know, the monetary hedge, the financial benefits, and not to get too hung up on numismatic value, which is value in coins based on, like, rarity and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, I got this rare 1974 silver coin. You know, not that. But you kind of can't help it. Like, you kind of get, like, a little, like, you know, collector syndrome going on. Like, I know for my collection, I really want one of the Chinese panda 1 ounce coins that... I've just not found it as a good price. Like, people want numismatic value on it of, like, $50
mm-hmm.
for an ounce, and I'm just not willing to pay that, so...
But you would be willing to trade somebody.
I'd be willing to trade someone, yeah. Silver for silver, money, value for value. But yeah, jmbullion.com. Click the banner in the right-hand margin of survivalpunk.com.
Where you can also find campingsurvival.com.
Right. Home for all your bug-in or bug-out needs, where you can get your supply of fish antibiotics, which I highly suggest that you do, for the apocalypse. Although, and I should have saved this for, like, the preamble, I kind of, like, I'm just really pissed at doctors throwing antibiotics at problems that they don't know what it is. Oh, hey, you got mystery symptoms. I'm not going to find out what's wrong with you. Let's just throw antibiotics at you. We'll just keep doing that and destroy your gut biome, make you sicker, and then you'll come back to us again and again and again. But I digress. I do think that antibiotics have a place in your preps for emergency situations when you do know what it is and are systematically treating that with antibiotics. And I suggest you get it from campingsurvival.com. The great folks over there.
Yeah.
Banner in the right-hand margin.
Yeah, that's where you find them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good people.
Yeah, good people. You know where else is really great people? Thailand.
Before we jump into that, I was thinking, next time, like, live, we're just flowing on the air, we've got 4 ads, and there's 2 of us, so next time, let's actually start alternating. You take 2, and I'll take 2 in the future.
Okay.
Let me just think that. Anyway, Mai Tai Coffee, exotic Asian coffee, grown in Thailand, fair trade, the workers make a legit wage.
Helps out an orphanage over there.
Proceeds go to an orphanage where they get their food, medical, housing, and schooling needs.
And it's just a really, really great cup of coffee.
And speaking of that, they support me, and I support them. I just made, with you guys, a very large order of Mai Tai coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Stockpiling, you know, like a $100 order.
It was like a 10-pound box of coffee.
It was delicious, yeah, and you guys got some French vanilla. Mike's wife, how's that coffee? Yes.
I'm surprised she still has any of them.
Yeah.
Ran out of milk.
I tried a new one. So they had one on there called Mexicali. And I tried it, and it's so smooth, so delicious. Has a little kick of spice in it, just a little bit, and some sweet notes. I like Mexicali. So if you're wanting to try a new and different coffee, head to Mai Tai Coffee and get some Mexicali.
Yes, and while you're still on that banner on the right-hand side, and I know you are, head on over to wellfoodco.com, home of the paleo MRE and the carne bar.
Yeah, great stuff. Created by John Wellborn and his wife, Kate Wellborn. The carne bar helped with Rob Wolf. So all of your snack foods and paleo goodness, organic, you know, good quality stuff. Grass-fed whey protein, which I think they might be like the best quality. Like I don't know where else you could find grass-fed whey protein online. And John Wellborn definitely knows a thing or two about getting big and getting jacked and ripped. So wellfoodco.com, click the banner right hand margin.
Okay, and we'll just jump right into the news and talk about how Montana seems to have a problem with leggings.
Yes. I came across this on Facebook, and
I'll bet you did.
I was depressed by it, and that's not it. There it is. This comes from motherjones.com. Whatever. Montana Republican State Representative David Moore has a plan to guide America out of the darkness. Ban yoga pants. Moore, who is upset that a group of naked bicyclists pedaled through Missoula, really Missoula, come on, guys, last year, decided that what his state really needs right now is tighter regulations on trousers.
No, they just need tighter trousers.
Yes. His proposed bill, HB 365,
HB,
would outlaw not just nudity. You want to outlaw nudity?
Wait.
But also any device, costume, or covering that gives the appearance or or simulates the genitals. So he's batting camel toes, you motherfucker. Pubic hair, anus region, or pubic hair region, per the Billings Gazette.
The Republican from Missoula said tight-fitting beige clothing could be considered indecent exposure under his proposal.
Yoga pants should be illegal in public anyway,
Moore said after the hearing. Moore said he wouldn't have a problem with people being arrested for wearing provocative clothing, but that he'd trust law enforcement officials to use their discretion. He couldn't be sure whether police would act on the provision or if Montana residents would challenge it.
I don't have a crystal ball, Moore said.
Merlin's pants, according to the
foul language!
Oh my god. Merlin's pants, according to the Great Fall Tribune, Moore elaborated that he also believes Speedos should be illegal. HB 365 continues a miraculous stretch for the Montana legislature. Just last December, the Republican-controlled legislature issued new dress code guidelines for the state capitol, advising women that they should be sensitive to skirt lengths and necklines.
Update: Moore's bill has been tabled.
I think that's
tabled.
Tabled.
It has been tabled.
Oh my god!
Okay. So good job, Montana and Missoula, for shooting down this fucking wanker.
You pronounced Missoula correctly, but you fucked up tabled.
Well, I actually know Missoula. That's where Paul Wheaton's from.
Oh, Paul Wheaton's from Missoula?
Yes.
Oh god.
It's a town full of crazies, and it's awesome.
He'd have all these naked women wearing overalls.
So, and there's, I saw a picture of this, this Moore guy. Obviously, he's not getting in any of women's pants, so he's using government to do it.
What the fuck's wrong with people out there last name Moore, for the love of God?
Yeah.
First you got Michael Moore, and then you got fucking this fucker, whoever the hell
this
he game, is.
Well, yeah. One, I want to point out the fact that this is a Republican trying to create bigger government and harass people's lives. Todd?
Yeah.
I mean, really,
I'm
really.
I'm sorry. Doesn't that just fly in the face of everything Republicans
are
supposed to believe in?
Yeah, so.
Regulating fucking yoga pants.
Yeah. What? Okay, hold on. I sometimes see women wearing yoga pants and think, wow, she should really not be wearing yoga pants. But by God, it's her right to wear yoga pants.
Yeah.
My choice is not to look at her too much yoga pants. But some people really should wear yoga pants, and I am thankful that they can wear yoga pants.
Well, fine, I'll put on that pair you brought over for me.
No, that's, you know what? I had the idea for an infographic one time that was, should you wear yoga pants? Question number one. Are you a man or a woman? Man, no. Stop. Don't wear them. End of the flow chart. Woman, maybe. Are you 300 pounds? No. Are you not 300 pounds? Maybe. You know, go down. Eventually, there's a lot of people that, you know, really should wear yoga pants. 3 a.m. at Walmart, and you're 400 pounds, you probably shouldn't wear yoga pants. You know, you're a 20-year-old, 100-pound girl on her way to yoga class, you probably should wear yoga pants.
You know, fuck all that. I believe that if you're a 650-pound, 80-year-old black man, you should be allowed to wear yoga pants. God damn it, this is America.
Well, you know, obviously I'm saying, should you, as in, should you, but I will not use the government to say you cannot go out there with your moose knuckle showing everybody. That's your right.
I may not agree with your decision to wear those damn pants, but I will die for your right to put them on.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. And this guy is just a little dick. I mean, I bet he does have a little dick. I mean, I bet that's what this is. He's just mad.
He put on yoga pants and had a camel toe.
Yeah. So...
No more.
Republican legislator Moore, go fuck yourself.
After you eat a bowl of dicks.
Yes. Use, folks.
Yep. Okay, all of you guys out there. Coming up, Michelle Obama and eating healthy will keep the government out of your life, which is ironic coming from the First Lady.
Yep. Let's see. Your internet is being wonky funky.
Will it not pull it up?
It is unable to connect to the interwebs.
Okay.
Hold on.
Connect. You're doing it wrong.
Get there fast and then we'll take it slow.
Do you want to skip ahead to something else while we're waiting for that to...
This is real-time interwebbing. You know what? Next podcast, we've got to stay away from political talks because I can feel a vein popping in my brain. And it's like... There's that. Oh, I almost called her the C word. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get arrested. Michelle Obama, the C word.
You can't call the First Lady a cunt.
I certainly can. Look, it's redacted. The whole article is redacted.
Oh my God, it's redacted all to hell. This is redactulous.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, I made up a word.
Come on.
Well, Michelle Obama thinks eating healthy will keep the government away from you. Possibly because if you're healthier, you won't need Obamacare.
Okay, there it goes. I had to answer a freaking survey question to be able to get to the article.
Thank you, WashingtonTimes.com, for that.
Yes. Eat a bowl of dicks, Washington Times. First Lady Michelle Obama believes Americans can keep the federal government from meddling with their lives by eating healthy foods and maintaining an active lifestyle. An interview with the Cooking Light magazine published Monday, Ms. Obama said the best way to avoid dealing with the system is to take care of one's own body. Doing so, she said, will eliminate trips to the doctor and the need to deal with Obamacare.
Oh my God, I was right! Sorry.
What?
She spoke out against Obamacare.
Yeah.
That's just funny as shit.
It's just making sure people understand that the most powerful thing that they can do for their overall health is feed their bodies good, nutritious food,
the First Lady said.
If you don't like the doctor, if you don't like the government, if you don't like folks messing with your life, the best thing to do is make sure you're healthy, because that's going to increase your odds for making sure that you don't have to deal with the system.
Mrs. Obama also said her signature Let's Move initiative will, over time, improve the lives of Americans and save the nation money.
The program has, among other things, pushed for dramatic changes to school lunches, which I saw was like two pieces of bread and like a glass of water, drawing the ire of students and other critics. Republicans in Congress are eyeing changes to school lunch guidelines and the return of decision-making power to individual districts. That's probably a good idea. Despite the controversies associated with her initiative, the First Lady said it lines up perfectly with President Obama's broader domestic policy goals. Let's Move is completely in accord with what my husband's goals are for improving the overall health of our country and saving us as a nation billions of dollars every single year. She said, all these initiatives are going to save us money. They're going to make us feel better. They're going to put us in a position to be a more productive as a society. You dumb whore. What I really think she's saying is Obamacare is failing and we can't afford for people to actually go to the hospital. So we need you to be healthy while still paying the exorbitant amount of money that you're paying into Obamacare.
That is mandatory.
That is mandatory for the people that are getting free health care to go to the doctor because they have a sneeze.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give us your money, but by God, don't actually use it, because that'll break the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just shit all over that PR right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, yeah, fucking stupid shit.
First
they fuck up healthcare, and then they're begging people not to actually use it by being healthy, and trying to disguise it as we care about your fat ass.
Yeah.
Fuck them. They don't give a shit about anything. The elections are next year. What the fuck does he even have to lose at this point?
Yeah, he's... idiot. Stupid idiot. Yeah, he's gonna start doing jackass stuff, because he doesn't have an election, I'm sure.
My fellow Americans, I'm gonna shit off this overpass.
Yeah. I actually have to go look at healthcare.gov soon, because I don't have insurance.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm a rebel. And I'm...
rebel without a healthcare.
Rebel without a healthcare, yeah. I'm afraid that they're going to want to charge me exorbitant amounts of money for healthcare that I don't use.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm healthy and I live a paleo lifestyle.
Yeah, and right now the tax penalty is small, but it's going to go way up next year.
Yeah, I think I might just lie and say I'm Latino. And I have 7 kids.
Well, you can't do that.
And I'm
now.
A woman.
You just set it on the podcast.
I'm a woman. No, hold on. There is a news story I read about when they were trying to get people to sign up for Obamacare, and you know they had these like little offices set up because it's so confusing that no one knew how to sign up for it because the website's ridiculous.
I'm guessing it was written by the same people who did the voting ballots in Florida a few years back.
So even worse, though. So the people that were hired to work these centers to show people how to sign up for healthcare, who were making like $15 an hour to show people how to sign up, were telling people how to lie to get better benefits.
Oh, that's just fucking brilliant right there. That is brilliant.
That's the government for ya.
Yeah. They're probably the descendants of the motherfuckers that used to go out on election day and pick up all the drunks.
Yep. That still goes on. That's not old. Like Bob last year did that. Like, he goes from town to town getting drunks and having them vote and shit.
Quit licking yourself.
I will do what I want to do. Your dog. Oh my god.
I don't want to sit there watching that.
Yeah, Obamacare. Pay us money, but don't use it.
Yep.
Nice.
We'll be rid of Obama soon.
It won't be no better.
Yeah, no, it never gets better. It's kind of makes me want to roll a tear, actually.
Like the Indian, that commercial?
Yeah. There should be violins playing.
What do we got next?
It's our main topic, audiobooks and podcasts.
Right, so I had a listener, reader, write in with a question, and I thought that it would make a good entire show topic instead of, you know, a quick, like, Facebook answer or whatnot.
Oh, okay, well, what was their, who was it, and what was their question?
I believe it was Henry on Facebook asked, you know, he's got, like, an hour-long commute one way to work. I think we feel his pain.
Oh, I feel your pain there.
Yes.
I know you do,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, obviously the regular news programs are annoying, you know, NPR, whatever. So he wants to know, like, podcasts and audiobooks and stuff to listen to make that trip, you know, educational and entertaining.
Oh, sometimes radio can be so fucking annoying. There's one show that I like to listen to in the mornings on the way. But in order to listen to 5 minutes of the show, I have to listen to 10 minutes of fucking commercials. Thank you, 102.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, free beer and hot wings.
I love the show, but I mean, Jesus Christ. You listen to 5 minutes, and then you gotta listen to at least another 5 to 10 minutes of fucking commercials before you get another 5 minutes of the show. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that show's actually only like 15 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah. I actually caught it the other morning because I ran out of podcasts and I was listening to it on the way home, and it was, Freebeer, I guess, was on vacation, so the show being ran by Zane, and
oh dear God.
Yeah, it was pretty, actually, I was like, I forgot how much I liked this show. It was actually pretty good. Doing a good job.
Okay,
but
we're getting a little off topic.
So we're going to tackle this in a couple ways. He wanted to know, like, sort of, you know, post-apocalyptic dystopian fiction, and I kind of had a hard time finding it. I mean, obviously, my first recommendation is now the 299 day books are on audiobook. That's a good place to start.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a whole, you know, book series right there.
Yeah. I mean, they're really good books. They're well written. You can get them off audible.com, which, if you don't have an account on Audible, go sign up and you'll get a free book. So there you go. You've got one free book. And I've gone there multiple times over the year. And when you deactivate your account and then you reactivate it, you always get a new book. I get all my books that way.
Oh my God.
So just a hit. Yeah. Deactivate and then reactivate. You can't do it like days or something. Like, you know, I usually wait months and months in between, like a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've gotten like the 4-hour work week. I've got, one of Neil Gaiman's books, American Gods, that way. Highly recommend that, by the way.
I got a free Neil Gaiman book doing that same thing.
Graveyard book?
Oh, yeah. I love
highly recommend that. Highly
love the Graveyard book.
So my number one recommendation would be audible.com. They've actually got a subscription program you can do now. It's like it's either $9 or $14 a month, and you get credits to download audiobooks. So
sweet.
You know, it's like Netflix, but audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other people doing that. I think Amazon, who actually owns Audible, has a subscription service where you could like rent. It's sort of like a library now with Kindle books.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can get the Kindle audiobooks as well. Hmm. I'm not real sure. But obviously, an audiobook while driving, probably not the best idea. So Audible, you could either buy the books that way. They have a huge selection, probably one of the biggest ones. Another
I
website.
I like listening to audiobooks while driving.
I do too.
Well, you just said it wasn't a good idea.
No. Reading Kindle.
Oh, you
books.
Mean reading a Kindle while
reading
right?
a Kindle?
No, that's,
yes.
That if you're writing, yes, but no.
Yeah.
If you're driving, that would be suicidal.
Yeah. Another website I found was amblingbooks.com. Link will be in the show note. They've got a dystopian section with books like Ruins, Divergent, Fragments, Hunting. So they have a dystopian section. You might find something here. Their prices look a little high, about $20 to $30 for a book. $19.15. So Audible might be more reasonable.
I don't know. Some of Audible's prices are way
or
up there
yeah, too. $40 or so. So that's why I said like at least get your free book. I'm saying, you know, if you happen to look on a torrent website and you see an audiobook, that might be a way to go. Not suggesting you illegally download things,
oh,
but
God forbid,
just saying.
No. We're saying it's a possibility. We're not advising you to go do that.
Yes. So that's the dystopian fiction. I don't know if it's translated to the audiobook segment as much as it has like, you know, ebooks and real books. So, I had a hard time finding some of them. Regular audiobooks though, I've listened to several and I have good recommendations of things to listen to. Myself, I just finished listening to, all the Harry Potter books, which I'm a fan of the Harry Potter books. They're well written, well crafted stories. And they will kill many, many, many hours of driving.
I mean, some of those books are up to upwards of 20 hours.
Yeah. So that'll do that. I've listened to Da Vinci Code on CDs back in the day.
Oh, yeah, me and you both, we had the CD audio, we had the CD books.
Right.
Both of the Da Vinci Code and of Angels and Demons. You had Da Vinci Code and I had Angels and Demons and we...
Yeah, so, I mean, any book you like that's big, like bestseller list, there'll be an audiobook version.
Oh, God, how many CDs were in those sets?
13, 14, 15.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking a crazy number. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. We mentioned before, The Graveyard Book and American Gods by Neil Gaiman. Both great books.
Damn near anything written by Neil Gaiman is just
right.
Awesome.
I
mean, he will keep you enthralled, especially if it's one that he's reading himself.
Yeah.
Like, my version of The Graveyard Book is read by Neil Gaiman.
Right.
And it's just,
amazing.
I've listened to that book so many times.
Another sort of weird audiobook that I got a couple more suggestions. So the audiobook, The Game by Neil Strauss, who actually wrote a book called Emergency in the survival genre. It's just an entertaining sort of, autobiography sort of. So Neil Strauss, he's done a lot of interesting things. Like he's been a writer for, Rolling Stones, and then one of his publishers got him to look into the emerging pickup artist world, and he dove into that for a story, and this chronicles him, like, going into the underground pickup artist world, and, like, just the crazy misadventures that happened on him, like, mm-hmm. throughout that time. Such a good, like, he met Courtney Love and, like, had to help her through, like, a drug, like, she was zoned out of her mind, and just crazy, crazy story. So it's a good listen. I like listening to the audiobook, No More Mr. Nice Guy by Robert something.
Duvall?
No, I don't remember his name. Link will be in the show note probably. It's actually a good book, has some neat insights on the way the modern man has sort of been feminized. So I think that's a good book. I was thinking about it, and I'm going to download this. I really want the audiobook to Fight Club. It's such a good book. Such a powerful book. I need that. I need that, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you have any more audiobook suggestions?
As far as audiobooks go, honestly, you can't go wrong with my favorite author, Dean Koontz.
Yeah.
I mean, he, you know, specializes in, like, sci-fi horror. Right. Mostly horror, but I've got several of his books on audio, and they keep you gripped the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to your destination, and you don't want to stop listening. Right. You have to force your, I mean, it's just anything by him, and if you're big Stephen King fans out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Stephen King and Dean Koontz fans, they're lucky, because those are bastards. They're very prolific authors. Yeah. So you won't run out of material there for a long, long time. Yeah.
I found a, I think it's AudioVox, maybe? There's an open source audiobook catalog going on, and you can get to it from the archive.org website, where people are, you volunteer to work for the audiobook archive, and you'll record an audiobook. All open source sort of public sector books, you know, old things that don't have a copyright anymore. Mm-hmm. And you can download all of them for free. I've had sort of hit or miss success with that. Like, I was listening to The Iliad, by Homer, and the voices change from, like, every couple chapters, and some people are not good readers.
Yeah.
And it kind of draws you out.
A great book can be ruined by the wrong reader.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's something to look into. They do have thousands of books to choose from, just to sort of kill time. And then if you find a really good local used bookstore, a lot of times you can find audio CDs for pennies. Like, a local one here in Nashville, McKay's Used Bookstore, they've got CD audiobooks for, what, a couple bucks? I mean, oh, nothing's over $10.
No, I mean, in hell, they've still got, like, books on tape.
Yeah, they do have audio tapes, which is ridiculous. I don't know who has that anymore, but
I mean, Gabriel.
Yeah. not in his new Mini Cooper.
Oh, my God.
We're going to rob a bank. We're getting gold bullion.
I so want to steal his car. I want a Mini Cooper.
I want to pick it up. I want the classic Mini, not the new Mini. So, I mean, that's my suggestions for audiobooks. If there's a book you like, just look and see if it's on audiobook. And then there's so many things out there to choose from, both free. And then, you know, if you're criminal, maybe you can download them illegally. But the flip side, though, is I do listen heavily to a lot of podcasts. Yeah. I know Mike does, too, and you're getting more into podcasts. you mentioned you do listen to Survival Punk. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Now, one thing I can royally recommend for anybody out there, and no, they're not an official sponsor or anything like that, but I'm still going to recommend them. Mm-hmm. If you got a smartphone, and damn near who the hell doesn't these days, get yourself the Stitcher app. Now, the Stitcher app is going to save you a hell of a lot of time when it comes to listening to podcasts and things of that nature, because you don't have to sit there and download them. Mm-hmm. You can just listen to them live streaming on demand, whatever you want. And they have an incredible library of podcasts on there. I mean, you just, you know, type in any kind of search thing. Like, if you want a good Doctor Who podcast, boom, they'll give you like 15 of them right off the top. And you can just keep going through. I mean, if you just enter in survival, you can find Survival Punk podcast on there.
Yeah,
you can find the Survival podcast on there. You can find Prepper Recon on there. You'll find numerous podcasts on there. I mean, if you're into comedy, I mean, they've got hundreds and hundreds of various comedic, pop culture, damn near anything you can think of podcasts. I mean, and it's free. The app is free to download. It's free to listen to them. You do occasionally have to deal with a short commercial, like right at the beginning.
Right.
But I mean, it usually doesn't last long, 30 seconds at the most. And you've got free entertainment right there.
Yeah. So I've got a list, and I'm actually pulling up Stitcher. Oh, yeah, that's another one I should add in there, my station. So I'll share some of the podcasts that I listen to, to get you through the long 1 hour trip. So not all of these are survival. Some of them are related. Some of them have similar topics. That's another good one. Let's see. My list goes survival podcast. I've listened to survival podcast for years now. it is the pinnacle survival podcast. He covers some really good stuff. He does it so much. He's Jack Spirico. I was on episode 1001, by the way, if you want to look that up. He's just really good at what he does now. I mean, he's like going on, I think, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a podcast Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. So he's very good at it. There's lots of topics to choose from, you know, and he's so prolific that that's 1500 podcasts to listen to. That's, you know, and each one being about an hour a piece.
Yeah, that would take
1500 hours.
Yeah, that would take forever.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you know, obviously there's subjects that you may not be interested in. There's episodes that I'm like, I have no interest, you know, like reforming the school system.
But that's the good
I don't
thing.
Have kids, I don't give a shit, whatever.
But that's the good thing about having that many podcasts out there.
You pick and choose.
Yeah, you can pick and choose. You can just
I mean, with our show, we varied up every episode so that if you don't like a part of the podcast, you can kind of skip past that, but you know,
I don't recommend skipping past any of our podcasts.
You know,
every fucking second of it's gold.
Yes. That's my number one. I listen to that fairly regularly. The next is one I listen to every once in a while. You know, I'll download an episode when I want to listen to it. It's Bob Main's Today's Survival. He's done some really good episodes. I agree more or less with most of what he has. He had some frequency issues going on for a while where he would like skip 2 or 3 months and he'd come back to it, and you know, so he's got a good stockpile of episodes out there for you to pick and choose from. If you're new to it, I actually suggest you look up an episode he does called You Might Be a Survivalist, where he takes a play on the Jeff Foxworthy You Might Be a Redneck, and he goes through like this. It's an hour long episode of like if you got more bullets than you know what to do with, you might be a survivalist. You know, like, not that bad, obviously, but like,
cause that was horrible.
Yeah, yeah. He goes on like 10 minutes of like most Nagant jokes, you know, if you don't like to clean your gun, you might be an AK person. That's true. You know, it's a really funny episode. I enjoyed that very much. And he's got some other good episodes. Next is, I'm sad to say, it's been abandoned. Although I think he got about 100 episodes before Chipmunk, which is a nickname. I think he, fear of OPSEC, refused to give his real name.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he actually does, like, his friends do call him Chipmunk, though.
Huh.
Chipmunk. So he did the Chipmunk Family Survival Podcast. I believe you can still find it on the internet to download and listen to. You know, like I said, he has, like, 100 episodes, and he's the only person I know to ever guest host an episode of the Survival Podcast while Jack was on vacation.
Wow.
Which I think may have been like the first, last, and only time that Jack ever allowed that to be done. Now he just skips episodes or plays reruns or something. But yeah, Chipmunk, he does a good show. It is very family orientated. He doesn't cuss. You know, if that's the thing. Like, if you're listening to our show, cussing probably doesn't bother you.
The fuck are you talking about?
So, you know, sometimes it's good to step away. You can actually listen to that with your family, not like our show, unless your kids are cool with the F-bomb. Next, definitely, well, I don't know. I guess he is more family-friendly now. The Freedom Fiends podcast with Michael W. Dean. Yeah, so Freedom Fiends, good podcast. I was sponsoring on their website for a while. What? You keep looking at the time. Am I rushing you?
No.
Huh? You're in a rush? You gotta go somewhere? You gotta be somewhere?
No.
Cool, look at the time. Anyway, Freedom Fiends. I've been a fan of Michael W. Dean's work for years. He does a lot of podcasts. So he's really good. Talks a lot about anarchy, screwing the government. I like that, obviously. The next I saw they shared with me on their on my Facebook page was the Apocalypse Radio podcast. Looks like they have a good punk theme. Good people, I like that. The next one, the Greening Out podcast with Dan and Katie Green. We were actually listening to my interview on their podcast on YouTube right before we started recording. Because Mike was on YouTube searching survival punk, which is me, and you came across like an hour long video and you're like, what is this? So you're listening to it. What'd you think, Mike?
I think they're Scottish as hell.
They are Scottish. I like that was one of the selling factors. They're like, do you want to be on our podcast? And the email was from Scotland. And I'm like, yes, I do. And I just want to talk to Scottish people.
And it was infinitely better than that first interview you did on Pork Therapy.
Yeah. Which Pork Therapy is our podcast you can listen to. Stephanie Murphy over there, good stuff. Yeah, so I mean, obviously I'm a better interviewer now and interviewee.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the first interview I was nervous and I was drunk, by the way. I don't drink anymore, so there's that. So yeah, Greening Out podcast, good folks over there, good accent, good subject matter. I like a good anarchist. The Zombie Life podcast with Guy Kane. He is a fan of our podcast, and I see him mention it a few times, and I like zombies.
Yeah, I know you
do. So, shout out to the Zombie Life podcast.
Which is just ironically named.
Yes, Zombie Life, huh? Rob Wolf's Payload Solution podcast. I love it. It is a podcast about all things paleo and nutrition. He does a lot of, like, interviews now, which is good. You know, he talks to people that are big in the field and nutrition and health and weightlifting and fitness. Used to be the format of the episode for like a couple hundred episodes was a Q&A. Like people would write him emails. They're like, hey, I have this, this, and this. Do you have any solutions? Blah, blah, blah. What do you think about this? Which is really good. The general answer is
yes.
Do the paleo. 30 days. Take everything out. No grains, no dairy, legumes. See what it works. Blah, blah, blah. You know, because everyone wants it. And everyone writes in with a percentage that they are paleo. Oh, I'm like 85% paleo. What? It's percentage-wise? And then people are like, I'm full. I'm 100% paleo. Okay. I'm like 33 and a third paleo. Does that mean you eat deep fried liver steaks? So what is that? I don't know. Paleo Solution podcast.
They eat dairy and legumes.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I don't eat wheat though. None of that glutens. Tim Ferriss, he has a podcast now. Love Tim Ferriss. Own all his books. His last episode, I was telling Mike about earlier, he interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it was like everything like 1980s James wanted to hear. I mean, you know, because growing up, Arnold Schwarzenegger was like the action, he was like Mr. 80s movie star, like Mr. Action Hero.
Oh God, yeah.
And it, like, I kind of have a hope, because Tim Ferriss was actually invited to Arnold's house to do the interview.
Wow.
Because he lives in, like, San Diego, so he just drove down. And, you know, in every movie Arnold Schwarzenegger does in the 80s, he did that handshake. Come on, Mike. Come on. He would do that handshake where, like, they would, like, flex and, like, their arms would shake. I hope Tim Ferriss did that.
That would be awesome.
Because the 80s nerd in me was like, there's no way I could, like, go meet and interview Arnold Schwarzenegger and not, like, do the 80s handshake. You know, like...
Yeah, but the 2010 Schwarzenegger would probably... Tim Ferriss would probably break his arm.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's getting ripped again, dude. Yeah, I know. He had cancer for a while and, like, lost his muscles, but he's back.
That image of him in that Speedo will haunt my dreams forever.
I just block it out.
It ruined my childhood.
Yeah. So next is the Paul Wheaton. He does a podcast. Some of them are really out there, and some of them are really good. So
that's what he's
pick
been
and
doing.
Choose.
That's what he's been doing since Firefly.
Yeah, you're terrible. Paul Wheaton, great podcast, especially when he digs into actual things that you want to know. Jimmy Moore's Living La Vida Low Carb podcast. I don't know how I could forget that one.
Living La Vida Low Carb.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of questions. I need to get Jimmy back on the show. I've been.
You just want to get him on here to chastise me.
Yeah, I got another email. I got another comment on the podcast that you need to go put paleo in.
Sweet.
Yeah. So they're still coming in.
What are we up to?
3, 4.
That's not 20.
You know how many comments we normally get on a podcast?
Huh?
None. We drug 3 people into commenting, which is 3,000 times more than usual. Last podcast recommendation is Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, which seems really weird, but it's the best produced, greatest podcast. You'll find yourself just immersed in history, like, my suggestion you start out with would be The Prophets of Doom. I think it was a 2-part series, or maybe a really long, like 4-hour podcast, where he just talks about a weird moment in history where this town sort of freaked out. It was sort of centered around the Lutheran movement, and then a offshoot of the Lutheran movement that was even more hardcore than Lutheran, and the church was like, and they took over this town. They took over a town and like started kicking out the not hardcore Christians and Catholics. And then the prince and the Catholic Church basically had to, like, come siege warfare with them. And there was crazy, like, rock stars and, like, prophets and insanity. You'll love it.
Oh, my God. Shiite Christians.
Yeah. So that's my list. Mike, I know you listen to some podcasts as well. What are your suggestions that our viewers, listeners listen to?
Well, if you're into comedy, if you're into comedy and pop culture, I would recommend starting with the Smodcast family of podcasts.
Yeah.
If you're big into Kevin Smith, that's the one he started, but he's basically built a podcast network, all of which can be found on Snitcher.
Yeah, Snitcher?
Yeah, Stitcher. Shows like Smodcast, Hollywood Babylon, Edumacation, those are some of my favorites off there. Now, if you do like pop culture, which you probably do if you listen to this show, I would also recommend the Cracked podcast, which comes from Cracked.com, one of my favorite websites of all time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they have their own podcast. Other than that, I listen to a lot of Doctor Who podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm, like, heavy into Doctor Who. I'm, like, full-blown Whovian.
Yeah.
Even though it sucks.
Do you think anyone does a Top Gear podcast?
I haven't looked it up, but I should.
Yeah.
I mean, you could find a podcast from pretty much anything. I just browse around, though.
Yeah.
These days.
Interestingly enough, just on a side note, since I now work an overnight schedule, which means I'm basically on the time frame of someone on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting British pen pals to chat with because they're awake when I'm awake.
Wow.
So this is just kind of weird. I just thought I'd share that.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I mean, before I had Japanese pen pals that I would talk to. It's just being a British pen pal is a little bit easier to communicate with, you know.
Not less of a language barrier.
Less of a language barrier. You know, unless they start dropping like bees and knees for honey, and I'm like, what? 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 I don't know what you're saying.
You've done lost me.
Darn Cockneys.
The Cockney rhyming slang.
Yeah. Yeah, so, those are our suggestions for podcasts. Maybe an extra bonus point. Every once in a while, I'll listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. But it's sort of too weird and free form, and he's on too many drugs to really figure out what's going on. Cause I mean, really, like, he brings his guests on and gets them stoned and stuff and does a podcast, and he gets a little out there.
You know, Kevin Smith sat him on Smodcast for at least 3 episodes.
They just get high, don't they?
It's just so funny because he's had a lot of people on the show, but Joe Rogan's the only one who, I mean, because Kevin Smith, anytime he's doing a podcast, he's smoking a joint or a bowl. And Joe Rogan's the only person I've ever heard on the show with him that actually asked Kevin on air, you mind if I hit that? Yeah. And to which Kevin Smith replied, he's like, hell, take a fresh one.
Take a fresh one, yeah.
He had another joint just rolled and waiting.
Oh my God. I would like to invite Jeff Radke down for episode 50 that we're going to do completely brained out on mushrooms and do a thought experiment.
That's not this show, dude.
Oh, my bad.
We don't do that sort of illegal narcotic shit on a Survival Punk podcast.
But by God, I believe in your right to do it.
No, but our good friends over at the Ramblings podcast, they're gonna have a mushroom episode possible.
Ramblings podcast.
That's another podcast I recommend you listen to, as well as Couch Potato Mike Explains It All.
And Sonic Screwballs.
And the real Sonic Screwballs.
Yeah, and Mike's trying to build a pod empire.
Yeah, I am. One episode at a time.
Couchcast. Go buy that domain right now.
Oh my God.
It's going to be bought up by the time we look. Anyway, so what do we got next? How long are we? Have we gone over an hour yet?
Yeah, we're damn near.
Let's do the next news story quickly. I know what it is.
It's a Nutrition Punk. Starbucks has coconut milk.
Yes, talking about our good friends at Starbucks. Shout out to Miss Hot Barista. I'm sure I'll go order this from her. Starbucks will start offering coconut milk nationwide this month. Yay! Caffeine friends of America, listen up.
That's fiends.
Caffeine, suck my balls, Mike.
Well, caffeine, fiends and
friends.
Caffeine don't mean
friends of America, listen up. The queen, or rather siren, of coffee has decided to offer coconut milk in all of her stores. Sexy. Providing a non-dairy alternative to dairy and soy, thank God, is one of the most requested customer ideas of all time on mystarbucksidea.com. Generating more than 85,000 votes, at last, Starbucks has responded. Beginning February 17th, which is a couple days from now, the new option will kill a few birds with one stone. It's paleo-friendly, yay. Vegan-friendly, boo. Lactose-free, yay! The milk is made from a single origin coconuts of the Indonesia island of Sumatra.
But why no almond milk, you ask? After extensive research, the coffee chain decided against offering it because of the prevalence of the tree nut allergies in the population.
That's prevalence.
Yeah, well, at least I pronounced all the fucking letters, okay? You added an R into fiends.
So, new rule on the show, we don't correct each other because that's a dick move. Carry on.
I will still keep correcting you. The prevalence of tree nut allergies in the population. Delivering the options our customers want is always the highlight of my day, said Christine Barone, vice president of Brewed Espresso at Starbucks. In a press release, we have a high bar for anything we pair with our high-quality espresso, and this coconut milk is smooth and perfectly complements the coffee. I personally love it in an iced vanilla latte. We are excited to hear back what further customer and partner customization coconut milk inspires. The company has already been testing coconut milk in Portland, Cleveland, and Los Angeles.
Of course.
And it seems customers are pretty pleased with the results. We're impressed with how eager Starbucks is to address the diverse needs of its avid following. Plus, we already know how well that creamy goodness works swirled in a cup of Joe, and that was 84,000, not 85,000. Dick.
Okay.
Call call me a dick for correcting you.
You are a dick. So yay. I mean, I do dairy, so that's not a huge issue. Sometimes I get my, I mean, really the only thing I trust from Starbucks is black coffee or espresso. I like the Americano, which is just shots of espresso and water. Yay! The Venti one I order actually is 4 shots of espresso, which explains why when I drink it, I get wired. Yay!
I just want to see somebody down like one of those Trente cups they have on their secret menu that's just nothing but espresso shots all the way to the brim.
Oh my god, that would be like... there'd be a lot of espresso shots. Yeah. I would do it. If you pay for it.
Of course, you probably wouldn't sleep for 5.5 days.
Yeah, whatever. So yeah, I mean, I pay for the option. February 17th, I will be ordering, well, maybe not that day exactly, because I probably have to work. But yeah, I'm going to give it a try and see what it tastes like in my Venti Americano with coconut milk. So yeah, paleo-friendly option. I like that the paleo-friendly options are getting more out there, easier to find. I mean, we were talking about earlier, wouldn't it be awesome if there was a drive-through restaurant with, like, meat on a stick?
I know. That would be just such an awesome fucking idea. Just an entire restaurant that all they do is specialize in stick meats.
Yeah. I mean, my idea was, and someone please steal this idea because I will visit you and not even, like, charge you percentages of it, was to have a sort of a Sonic-type restaurant with Brazilian girls in bikinis on roller skates to come out there with, like, the Brazilian meats on, like, a rotisserie stick with a giant sword and slice off meat for you at the window.
I still say the idea of girls on roller skates with swords is not a good idea.
If you're a pussy. I'm a man, though, and I like rollerblades. And you know what? When they come out of the door, it'd be like wrestling, like in the 1990s when flames would shoot out. Woo! Nature boy!
And after the third lawsuit, your restaurant shuts down.
I don't care. We had a good time while it lasted.
Yeah, that whole week would be absolutely a barrel of monkeys.
We'll always have Tahiti.
Okay, god damn it, it was Paris!
Oh, this has been a fun episode. Are we done? Can we wrap this up?
Yeah, we're wrapping up right now with my celebrity invite going out to Dan and Katie Green from the...
Greening Out Podcast.
Greening Out Podcast.
I'm actually going to email them and see if we can get it scheduled for next week.
I will invite anybody onto the show that thinks I'm funny as fuck.
You may have
to
take a nap, though, because... I mean, different time zones. They're in Scotland. We may have to do this in the middle of the night, which is fine with me.
No, damn it. This is America. They work with my time.
No. I'm thinking, like, maybe would you just take a nap, like, from, like, you get home from work, and then you do the thing, and then you take a nap, and then I'll come over at, like, 3 in the morning, and then shake your bed, and then, like, you know, wake you up. I'm like, Mike, wake up. I'll just sit in your bed. Yeah, your door's always unlocked. Your wife never locks it. I'll just sit in your bed and stare at you until you wake up, and then I'll wear a hat like Dobby, the house elf.
Dobby, why are you watching me?
Do you remember the last time y'all stayed up late?
Dobby likes
that was
to
fun.
Dobby likes to watch you poop, Master Potter.
Oh, man. So, Dan and Katie, expect an email, because I know you're hanging on this. Well, I'll email you before this podcast comes out. And we'll talk about anarchy and punk music and... eating tinned beans.
And if you want to advertise tinned beans and anarchy and punk music on our show, drop a line to james@survivalpunk.com and work out a great sponsor spot.
Stuff and things, yes.
Stuff and things.
Yes, I will do barter. I will do money. I will do Bitcoin. Yep. Possibly even other alternative currencies that I don't have, but I do Bitcoin.
Send them a $130 turkey, and that'll get you like a year. That'll get you a few months sponsorship.
6 months, probably. No, 3 months.
You
3 months.
Something on your head that's been annoying me the entire time.
Yeah. So shoot me an email if you qualify and you do not have something that competes with another sponsor. I.e., do not email me if you are a gold and silver bullion supplier, because I will say no. Do not email me if you are a coffee vendor, because I will say no.
But you can email CouchPotatoMike at CouchPotatoMike.com because I don't have any sponsors.
Yes.
Except for SurvivalPunk.com.
.com.
.com. Okay, and
Wrap up right at an hour.
Yeah, join the Survival Punk Army, too. You get all sorts of stuff that we've talked about on various other episodes. Like, you get our episodes in handy little 10-episode zip files. You get 10 to 20% savings at 11 different vendors all over the net.
And if your car breaks down, we come and tell you. I mean, true story. Maybe not so much.
That's a citation needed.
If you live in Tennessee, we may come give you a ride.
If you live within 10 miles of my house, I might come give you a ride.
We'll give you a boost.
But you have to ride on the luggage rack.
Yes.
So, yeah, join the Survival Punk Army because the Survival Punk Army wants
you!
Well, I think this has been a very interesting show, you dick.
It has been. I enjoyed this show. It was fun. And
we've discovered that pretty much anybody with the last name Moore is a dick.
Yes.
We like Scotland, and I got a new hat.
Yep. Dan and Katie Green, yous guys are awesome!
Yes, yous guys are awesome, and so are yous guys up in there in Wisconsin. Yeah, you thought we forgot about you, did you, Jeff?
Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Wisconsin. Wisconsin, home of the cheesehead.
Oh, man.
Get your cheesehead out, you guys.
Let's wrap this up.
All right, so for the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Survival Punk Bernetsky. Bernetsky.
Bernetsky?
Yes.
And remember, 20,000 Scots can't be wrong.
DIY to survive! Woo!